been interesting today. Searching, looking for news of any kind, and finding that the airwaves, both in radio and on the television, were covered with absolutely nothing but the funeral of former President Gerald R. Ford. And as much as I tried desperately to avoid listening to our current divider-in-chief ever speaking, there was a point during Ford's services where Bush began to talk about the importance of the Ford presidency, because in effect what it had done was brought a leader to the White House to help heal the nation by bringing a man of integrity, etc., etc., during these troubled times. And I'm thinking, good Lord, who is going to replace Mr. Bush? Because we need a true leader today and someone of real integrity. My goodness. Hey, it's a new year. What? It's a new year in numbers only. To me, it's just another day. Top of the evening to you, Mr. and Mrs. America. And to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and otherwise, all around this republic and around the world, I bid you welcome this evening to our first offering. On the flip side, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This hour, of course, is brought to you in part by the Republic Trading Group, purveyors of fine gold and silver, etc., etc. And we can always be found at 1-800-691-7898. Please do not call during the program, however, because I'm still the only one answering phones. Coming out of Washington, D.C. this morning, very quickly, the housing slump that is being experienced throughout this nation is expected to continue to hurt the economy in this country during 2007. The slowdown that hit the U.S. economy, which began about a year ago in earnest, will persist very deeply into 2007. And I'm afraid it's not just a persistence. I think it's a snowball rolling downhill, baby. As this new year begins, many private analysts are forecasting the economy will perform at the slowest pace in 5 years during 2007. I got to tell you something. It's not performed all that horribly well during 2006, and that was the worst of the previous 4 years. So none of it bodes well, I'm afraid. Coming up tonight, after the first commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit about the ongoing battle and the agreement between the United States and Mexico with this so-called Social Security Administration agreement. It's finally been released to the public after a number of years of battling to force it out under the Freedom of Information Act. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight and a few other comments, some very choice comments by Gary North tonight we're going to share with you. So I hope you'll stay with us for the hour. Might even have a little surprise near the end of the program. Stay with me. I'll be back in, about 3 minutes or thereabouts.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
See her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Someday you better take care of.
You know, it's interesting, during the break, I've got, normally when I'm on the air, I've got television on in the background with closed caption on and the sound turned off. I do that because one never knows. Something of import may come out in breaking news, you know. And I'm not sure if this takes place nationwide or if it's kind of a state-by-state thing. But in Arizona, minimum wage increase took effect today. And it's you know, fairly substantial, even though it's still a poverty level. Below poverty level wage. But it was interesting how they kept talking about, oh yeah, well gee, you know, the hotel and lodging industry is going to be affected and the restaurant business are going to be affected. And I'm thinking to myself, well yeah, to some degree they will, and some guys are going to have to raise prices. Danny's Car Wash is a huge car wash out here in the Phoenix area, and they talked about, oh, 45% of their employees are minimum wage earners. And I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, but that's because the other 55% are illegals. So, yeah, it's a double-edged sword, folks. And I say, I don't know if that's a federal thing that takes place today or if that's some of the states have just automatically created it. Anyway, let's get back about our life. Speaking about illegals and all that stuff, 3.5 year battle with the Freedom of Information Act. The Social Security agreement with Mexico has been released. Numerous refusals over that 3.5 years. The Social Security Administration has released the first known public copy of the U.S.-Mexico Social Security Totalization Agreement. Government was forced to make the disclosure in response to lawsuits filed under the Freedom of Information Act by an organization called TREA, T-R-E-A, a senior citizens league, a 1.2 million member nonpartisan seniors advocacy group. The totalization agreement could allow millions of illegal Mexican workers to draw billions of dollars from our U.S. Social Security Trust Fund. Now, the agreement between the U.S. and Mexico was signed in June of 2004 and is awaiting Jorge Bush's signature. Once Bush approves the agreement, which would be done without congressional vote, either House of Congress would then have 60 days to disapprove the agreement by voting to reject it. Well, let's see. Tomorrow we have a new Congress coming into power. Let's see if they've got the guts to tell Jorge no way. The Social Security Administration itself warns, my friends, that Social Security is within decades of bankruptcy, and yet they seem to have no problem making agreements that hasten its demise. The U.S. currently has, get this, 21 similar agreements in effect with other nations, which are intended to eliminate dual taxation for persons who work outside their country of origin. All of the agreements are with developed nations with economies similar to that of the United States. Let me give you an example. A worker who turns 62 after 1990 generally needs 40 calendar quarters of coverage to receive retirement benefits. Now, under totalization agreements, workers are allowed to combine earnings from both countries in order to qualify for benefits. The agreement with Mexico, like other totalization agreements, would allow workers to qualify with just 6 quarters or 18 months of U.S. coverage. Now, wait a minute. Let's see. 6 quarters. That means you and I have to work for 40 quarters, but they can sneak up over the border like a thief in the middle of the night and work for what? A year and a half in this country, and they are eligible? Now, if they had worked for 32 quarters in their own country, they probably would have stayed there. So the potential that they worked for 32 quarters is highly suspect to begin with. You see, Mexico's retirement system is quite different from that of any of the other participating countries. For example, only 40% of non-government workers participate in Mexico's system, whereas 96% of America's non-government workers participate. Well, in addition, the U.S. system is progressive, meaning lower wage earners get back much more than they put in. In Mexico, workers get back only what they put in, plus accrued interest. Now, don't you find that interesting? An illegal can come here and work 6 quarters and be eligible for Social Security that you and I have paid in, but you and I have to work for a total of at least, 10 years to qualify? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I suspect that if any of you out there want to get involved with something that you can make a difference with, obviously, if you are old enough, it might be well worthwhile looking into this group that, frankly, until today, I never heard of. I never heard of this group called TRIA, the Senior Citizens League. But if they have gotten up off their butts and sued under the Freedom of Information Act to battle to get this agreement released into their hands, where the hell was AARP all this time? They're the one that's most well known. But what were they doing? Or didn't they care? The fact of the matter is, Herr Bush hasn't signed it yet. And it would seem to me that this is a time to get involved with something in your own community and stand up and be heard, and not just babble on about it, and not just sit there listening to some radio talk show host like me talk about it. You better find out about it, because I think we can nip this thing in the bud if enough of us get off our butts and literally attack the United States Congress. Because that's what it's going to take to overturn Herr Bush. It's simple. It's called political activism. It's participating in this experiment we live under called a democratic republic. Oh, some of you won't like my having said that. Too bad. It's reality. And that's what you need to do. That's what it's about. Political activism. Not cronyism, not sitting on your butt-y-ism, but activism. I hear from so many of you people all the time that say, but all you guys do on the radio is tell us about the problem. You never offer us a solution. There is a solution. If I need to spell it out to you, then maybe you're just not as sharp as I think some of you are. This thing is laid before us, and you know what, my friends? If nothing else, it may very well, if you don't get involved and don't raise your voices and don't make other people within your family and community aware, then you very may well be signing the death warrant for your own Social Security benefits at some point in time in the future. I've planted the seed. Now it's up to you to water it and to cultivate it and to harvest it and turn it into something. Maybe I'll talk to the webmaster. Maybe there is something that we can do. I'll see what I can find out, and I'll see if I can share more with you. But don't wait on me. Don't wait on us at Republic Broadcasting. You've got the information. Don't sit back and say, well, there's nothing we can do. Then you know what? Then don't ever ask me again what we can do, because I just told you what you can do. Real simple. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is January. January the 2nd, 2007. January, of course, for many people, is considered a hangover month in every sense. Because in January, the holiday bills begin coming due. Now, the recessions are the hangovers of economic booms fueled by central banks' fiat money. After a long boom, almost no one remembers the degree of fear that strikes non-government employees during a major recession when they see their investments shrink in value. Their career opportunities shrink, their commissions for those people on commissions in many cases get cut in half. And so, therefore, many people pay their monthly bills by withdrawing savings or by, in fact, borrowing or using the credit card checks from one company to pay another. Today, we're at the tail end of what we've been told is a five-year recovery. Yeah, maybe from a bad bout with a bottle. But Americans are already paying their monthly bills by drawing down their savings or by borrowing. But, my friends, bad memories fade. We remember the good times, and that is why there are so many people in a state of depression during the Christmas season. That's why amongst the biggest suicidal times of the year are during Christmas, during the holy day season. Because we remember the good times. We forget the bad, and yet because we know the good times are gone, we become depressed. This is one of humanity's greatest blessings, remembering the good times. But when it comes to recessions, it's a liability. Stay with me, won't you? We'll be back in just a couple minutes and pick up our discussion about fear during a recession.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my head, with an aching in my heart, in my pockets full of sand, I'm a long way from home.
Yeah, and in this society today, that dollar in your hand probably won't even allow you to make a phone call home to see if they can front you enough money you can take a train or a bus. Sounds like a little Gordon Lightfoot to me. Senior level decision makers today in every field, my friends, have no memory of how terrifying a recession is for senior business managers. Falling sales, enormous payrolls to meet, enormous corporate debts that must be funded. Red ink, you see, is everywhere. Stock options become worthless. Senior managers are paid mostly by stock options. Oh, by the way, for many folks who went back to work today, I hope you did not wind up getting the big pink slip today. Apparently, this is the one day of the year where the greatest number of job terminations take place. I also heard that in a poll taken, 75% of the American worker today claims that they plan on looking for a new job during 2007. 75%. What a phenomenal number. Back in 1981, the senior managers, as it were, did remember what a recession could do, because there had been three recessions, one in the 1970 to 71 period, another one in 75, another one in 80. You see, recessions were a common occurrence in that 10-year period. Managers had experience with them, but now it's been 27 years. Investors also remembered recessions. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had peaked in early February of 1966 at just under 1,000. It had briefly gone above 1,000 in intraday trading. The Dow had yet to reach that 1966 level again until 1981. It fell to 777 the next year. Does this give you an idea of just how crazy it's gone? I mean, you go back to 1929, there was a point where in May of that year, I believe it was, I don't have the figures in front of me, that the Dow hit something like, you know, 532-odd points, an all-time high. But it was not to reach again until 1955. And yet here we sat in 1982, and the Dow was still only at 777 points. And so from that point until today, with this miraculous 12,000, can you see what happens with the pumping of a market? Can you see what's happened to the computer age, the manipulation of the figures? For the next decade, from 1982 to 92, it was a big boom. The Reagan boom began in 82, but not until 1991 did the nation suffer another recession, and that was 16 years ago. An even longer boom began in 91, but not strong enough to save Bush's presidency. That's daddy to many of you. You don't remember the details, do you? Too much ancient history, too much water over the dam or under the bridge or wherever else, maybe down the toilet. Your boss doesn't remember it either, specifically if you work for a Fortune 500 company. You see, your boss was nothing more than a hot prospect in 1991, a comer, they used to call it. He may have been in a different company, even a different industry in 1991. The 2001 recession, that's not remembered by too many people either, because it inflicted too little pain. That's because Uncle Alan Greenscam's Federal Reserve have been pumping money in and cutting interest rates for at least 7 months when the recession began in March of 01. It was over by November. Or was it? Let's see. The recession started a month and a half after Bush Jr. took office, and it ended barely 2 months after 9/11. I don't buy that. By March of 01, the NASDAQ had been in a free fall for over a year. The month the recession began, as we were told officially in 2002. The S&P 500 was at 1,100 points, down from 1550 in early 2000. It recovered that summer and then fell to 950 later in the year. Recovered again, then fell below 800 in the second half of 02. Now, that was bad news for owners of individual stocks, but their numbers were small. About 20% of American families were involved. Bad news for pension fund managers, but most pension fund investors, they just kept on contributing, baby. Ever been laid at Enron? Amazing. Bad news for senior managers in American companies. Their company's pension fund obligations continued to rise. Obligations, in other words, they were going to have to pay out some pretty big numbers at some point in time. The 15 to 17% year gains in their fund stock holdings had reversed, but the day of reckoning for most corporate pensions was at least a decade away. Senior managers would be in retirement by then. Oh boy, this story's going to get interesting. Stay with me. I'll see you in here just a couple minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work? Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778. You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, that's us, Republic Trading Group. Don't forget us, 1-800-691-7898. I suspect a good number of you may want to take advantage of our services throughout the course of 2007. Talking a little bit about recessionary periods tonight, we're not going to get through all of it because that's just the nature of the time and the beast of the program and the amount of stuff I've got to do here. I'm tending to slow up my delivery a little bit because I'm tired. In February of 1991, the United States won a little skirmish in Iraq in 1 month. The Army didn't stick around very long. The voters trusted George Bush Sr. in March of 91. His popularity ratings were sky high, which scared off Mario Cuomo and other big-name Democrat contenders, leaving only some obscure guy from Arkansas at the head of the pack. Yet Bush lost his bid for re-election in 92. That's how fast things changed. It's the economy, stupid! That was Clinton's campaign slogan. And it surely was. Today, my friends, we're losing a war in Iraq. It's clear there is no way out with honor. It is a quagmire. Iraq is moving into civil war. The Republicans don't know what to do. The Democrats don't know what to do. The public has lost confidence in Bush, although I personally never had any. And yet the economy, for some ridiculous reason, seems to be, for in some areas of the country, booming. What will happen to public confidence in Bush's leadership during a recession? We've got a new Federal Reserve chairman who has yet to be tested under fire. Congress changes hands tomorrow. There is no recession-tested leadership. And yet we sit on the brink of a recession. The U.S. trade deficit is currently approaching $850 billion a year. Nothing in man's history rivals this level of deficit. Nothing. The largest economy on earth can no longer compete with the rest of the world except in one area, the issuing of IOUs. Here, we are the Grand Masters. And this has been the pattern since the 1991 recession. The savings rate of private households in some recent fiscal quarters has gone negative. We've got the lowest personal savings rate of any large economy, my friends. We're dependent on Chinese imports for our goods on the shelves in Walmart and Target and the other large box retailers of consumer goods. These imports have kept down the rate of price inflation. We're being subsidized by the mercantilistic export policies of Asian nations, whose central banks fund the operation by expanding their currencies. And when they stop inflating, they will have a recession like nothing seen in Asian history. The last time it happened, the 1930s, Asia was agricultural. Well, in a recession, Asians will cut prices even lower to keep workers at work. The Zorro-masked yellow smiley face in the Walmart ads will still be slashing prices and smiling. Meanwhile, American manufacturing will be slashing payrolls and screaming and jumping out of windows and blowing their brains out. The Institute for Supply Management on December the 1st, 1 month ago yesterday, issued its monthly report on American manufacturing. The index had fallen in November to 49.5. Anything below 50 is a mark of contraction. This is the first time in 41 months that this index had turned negative. For American manufacturing, my friends, the recession is here. It's time to start hunkering down. And as the radio ads on the kids' shows said in my youth, be the first on your block to have a hula hoop, or whatever else it was they were peddling. If you are male, married, white, and on salary, you probably won't get fired. The unemployment rate will rise. It could conceivably double. But for white, married, salaried men, the unemployment figure will go double digit. You won't get a raise. You won't get a promotion. But you probably won't get fired. That's the good news. The bad news is that, well, you can't be sure. You see, people do get fired. If your position in your department is marginal, you're not immune to the axe. There's always some hotshot looking for your job. Of course, today that hotshot may live in a cardboard box overseas. But if that person is single or right out of college, if they're willing to work for less, you're in trouble, my friends. And in this particular case, this person looking for your job may live in India. Now, if you provide a service that involves the production of digits, you're at risk. If your company sells into an international market, you are at risk. If your division is marginal, hasta la vista, baby. You see, what gets hammered the most in a recession? Commodities. The bottom of the supply chain, price competitive. There's usually a cheaper commodity that can be substituted. In November of 01, the month in which the most recent recession ended, the Commodity Research Bureau's index bottomed at 180. Today it's over 340. A little inflated? If you're a commodity, if you are a commodity, expect trouble. If what you do for a living, others can do almost as well, and if they're in a position to cut their price, you are in trouble. My friend Paul up in Massachusetts called me. Recently they've had two other companies that require their services that have basically said, we're no longer going to be using your services. Now, I'm assuming because either those companies are in trouble and they're going out of business, or they've gone and found another company to do their printing for them for less money. One thing for certain, if you're on salary, you're going to become a net liability for your company because you're on a fixed expense. Meanwhile, corporate revenues are going to fall. If you're on a commission, the 16 fat years are about to end. For many, the news is bad unless you work for an auction firm specializing in liquidating bankrupt companies. You're in trouble. The worst thing about a recession for most Americans is the ticking of the debt meter. It doesn't stop ticking just because the economy is in deep doo-doo. It just ticks louder. You see, people tend to freeze when they get scared. You know, they don't know what to do. This is called a state of inertia. They don't quite know what to do, so they don't do anything. Here we stop making purchases. We cut expenses, but there's limits to what we can do. We live so close to the edge of our budget that there's not much fat to cut in relation to disposable after-tax income. And the debt meter ticks. And that's why the auto industry is always hit hard in recessions. People can forgo buying a new car. Consider the American-owned car industry today. Ford and General Motors are experiencing huge losses. Chrysler joined with Daimler. And there's been some rumors that Daimler might be considering shaving off the Chrysler now that they've come and bled every resource out of it possible. Ford and General Motors are experiencing huge losses, but we're in a boom. The housing market has turned people's homes into ATMs. People borrow their home's equity, but the process has begun to slow down. And when equity begins to shrink in the next recession because of falling home prices, it will dawn on a growing number of Americans that they've been eating their seed corn. What's really scary in the housing market in a recession is the increase in illiquidity. People refuse to face reality. Their real estate is worth less than before, and when they decide to sell, they hold out for last year's prices. They sit with their thumbs buried in their assets. They grow fearful. They sit still. Then they grow panicky, and eventually they're forced to move. A lost job, a transfer, a foreclosure, or something that leaves them without recourse. And they may walk away from the house. And they lose their credit rating when they do so. The number of foreclosures, ladies and gentlemen, in the year 2006 was over 1 million. Up from 650,000 foreclosures a year before. You see, the wealth effect, spending more than when you feel richer, has been fueled by rising prices on housing. And it's about to end all over the country, but especially in coastal cities. You know, I feel sorry for the people in the early years of their careers. They've just bought their first homes. They've not faced a recession yet. They think that household budgets, while tight, will get looser as they get older. The immaturity of youth. They will soon have a rendezvous with reality. You see, in recessions, fear grips consumers. They begin to look for ways to cut back on spending. If your services are marginal in their budgets, you're in trouble. If consumers say, "I can do without this," you're in big trouble. Now, not everything marginal gets cut. Some things are seen as cheap luxuries. People may buy a candy bar instead of going out to lunch. Warren Buffett bought See's Candies. He knew what he was doing. People may rent a video instead of going to a movie. Nobody moves from a three-martini lunch to brown bag lunches in one fell swoop, my friends. People should, but they don't. They resist being perceived as failures, as being desperate. They have their status to maintain. Anything addictive or near addictive tends to hold its market in a recession. Alcohol, cigarettes, sugar products, they don't face collapsing markets. Bad habits, of course, are hard to break. Companies cut back on advertising because revenues fall to pay for the ads. This leaves undefended territory in a market which can be exploited by companies that have deep pockets. For those few firms that remain aggressive, a recession allows them an opportunity to increase market share. If you think Walmart's a tough competitor today, wait until a recession is 6 months old. You see, it's the feeling of having hit a brick wall that is so discouraging in a recession. People refuse to buy from you, no matter what you do. If you're marginal in their present situation, you can't lower your price low enough to get them to buy. You and your product are no longer in their budget. Now, if you're a brain surgeon, you'll do fine. People don't schedule brain surgery based on a business cycle. If you're a dentist, you're in trouble. People can put off getting their teeth cleaned. And because recessions have been infrequent for so long, and because business owners who are not facing Asian competition are not familiar with the effects of consumer resistance, the next recession will come as a shock to business decision makers. They will see red ink flow because of fixed expenses and falling revenues, and then the blood will begin to flow the same color. Businesses that do not have a line of credit guaranteed in writing from a local bank may not survive. You know, that's what happened 2 decades ago in Texas during the savings and loan crisis, which piggybacked on the oil patch crisis that began in 1980. Small businesses that had enjoyed informal lines of credit saw these lines severed when their local banks were bought out by national banks and new managers took over locally. Never heard of you is the refrain. Your role in credit's not being renewed. Pay up. And they couldn't. Well, you may think your employer's solid. And yet we've just been through a period of rising corporate debt, ladies and gentlemen, like no other in history. The borrowed money was used to fund mergers and acquisitions, as is common at the tail end of every boom. The money was also used to buy back corporate shares, thereby raising share prices, thereby making senior executives rich through their stock options. But the debt meter will keep on ticking. What does this have to do with an awful lot of you? Some of you out there listening tonight are retired. You're no longer working. You're not part of the corporate structure. And yet, how many of you may be receiving your pensions from that corporate entity you spent 20 or 30 years working for? How many of you youngins just starting out? Maybe you've been with the corporation for a couple of years. You're one of those rising stars that thinks they won't be fired. Well, maybe you got a Christmas bonus. Maybe you didn't. Don't expect a big one next Christmas, no matter how well you perform. What major moves are each and every one of you planning over the next 2 years, economically speaking, or job-wise? You might want to rethink them. If you have your capital invested in equities, rethink your position. If you plan to retire, rethink that decision. If you plan to expand your business, wait. Put the expansion money in reserve in a near cash asset. You'll get more bang for your buck a year into the recession. As a matter of fact, if you're a business owner and you're sitting there with money you were planning on using for an expansion, you might want to seriously consider calling Republic Trading Group. 1-800-691-7898. You might want to put that expansion money in reserve in gold. That's a near cash asset, instantly liquid. And a year from now, I think you'll get a heck of a bang for your buck. Don't forget the old rule of having enough money in the bank to cover payments for 6 months' bills. It's a very good rule, but you might want to consider extending that out to 12 months. Now, a lot of businesses can't afford to do it. But a lot of more private individuals can. Let me share with you a little package we put together to kind of start off the new year with. Constantly getting calls for both silver and gold. I think it's one of the best packages we could start the year off with. I'm going to give you a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. Real simple. Rolls of uncirculated 1 ounce silver American U.S. Eagles. $300. You want one roll? You want 10 rolls? You want 20 rolls? That's your price, $300. Ladies and gentlemen, we're giving you a price that is only given to people who buy the monster green boxes of 500 ounces or more. You want one roll? You want five rolls? It's $300 a roll for the 20-piece roll. 1-800-691-7898. And as for gold, I got a great, tremendously great buy today. Talking to my importer. They're getting ready to head to the fun show out in Florida. And they've got a vast selection of Netherland 10 guilders. Netherland 10 guilders. I've been able to negotiate $2 off per coin at the wholesale level, which translates to huge savings for you at the retail level. These are the heavy European fifth-ounce coins, each one. Each coin weighing 0.1947 of an ounce. Brilliant, uncirculated Queen Wilhelminas. If you want to pay a dollar more per coin, I'll get you King Willems. Also uncirculated, a little bit older. You want to call us tonight at 1-800-691-7898. Start the new year off right by getting some of the goods in your hand. 1 to 19 coins, $141 each. You want to purchase 20 to 39 coins, $140 each. 40-plus coins at $139 each. And if you're interested in purchasing the 100-piece Mega Pack, $138 per coin. I'll tell you right now, that's about a $3 savings off what these coins are going for in the open market right now. 1-800-691-7898. Stay with us. I'll be back with some closing comments on the flip side of this commercial break.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Well, let's bring it back in here for the final moments of the first flip side of the year. Robbie Noel will be back in the chair tomorrow night. By the way, anyone who lives in the Austin area that might like to sit down and have some counsel with Robbie regarding gold or silver acquisitions, give the office a call tomorrow. And Robbie will be glad to set up a time to meet with you. He's going to be busy. He's only got 3 days to do it before he leaves. So you can give the office a call in the morning at 512-246-9549. And just dial zero. But you know what? The other thing is just call 1-800-691-7898 and dial extension 2, and that'll take you directly through to Robbie's line. That's 1-800-691-7898. Dial extension 2, and that'll take you right through to his cell phone. Let's finish up here. I don't know who's calling, but we're on the air. I can't answer it. Ladies and gentlemen, the question becomes, have you made an honest assessment of your position in a failing economy? Have you got some sense of how marginal you are in today's economy? If this economy heads as far south as it did in 1991, what will your income outgo position be? Well, if you work for the government, you're safe. If you're in a business that helps people deal with emergencies that cannot be postponed, you're safe. But most folks are not in those kind of a positions. Could you live for 6 months on your own current liquid reserves? If not, it may be time to sell some of those less liquid assets, some of that paper, some of the stocks, the bonds, the securities, in order to start increasing your hard liquid asset portfolio. We'll be glad to help you with that throughout the course of the year. 1-800-691-7898. Robbie and I'll be around, be able to help you out. And do take advantage, if you care to, of tonight's offering. I think it's a great one to start the year. Don't forget, uncirculated rolls of American Silver, 1 ounce pure American Silver Eagles, $300 a roll. And our gold offering, prices start as low as $138 a coin and get up to $141 a coin. It all depends on the amount of volume you want to purchase. Hey, if all you can afford to buy is two or three coins and a roll of silver, don't let that hold you back. Give Robbie and I a call. We'll be more than happy to help you out. As I mentioned, he'll be back in the chair tomorrow night. Thank God I get a night off. Not that I haven't had the last couple of nights off, but... And I theoretically, tentatively, will be back with you Thursday night. We'll keep this going back and forth. Thanks to all of you who chose to support the endeavors of RBN through your acquisitions of gold and silver through Republic Trading Group during 2006. We'll be here to continue to serve your needs throughout 07, and, or shall we say, as long as the good Lord sees fit. So, guess you guys take care of yourselves. We'll see you in a couple of nights, and do take advantage of these offerings. If you've got that bonus, you've been trying to figure out what in the world to do with it, et cetera, you give us a holler. I like this football game. Guy gets the winning touchdown, goes on TV, gets down on his knees, proposes to a cheerleader. She says yes, all on national TV, Boise State. Good game for those of you who watched it. I don't watch a lot of them, but it was kind of a fun football game. Anyway, they'll be going to the pros pretty soon, and they'll destroy their careers, every one of them. Enough of that pro stuff. This is long. I'm trying to stretch this thing out. Can you figure it out? Oh, thank you for the music. Hallelujah. Folks, you take care of yourselves. We'll see you in a night or so, and do stay with us. Take care. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.